the Fablet. John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to talk about it. John, what's a Fablet?
Well, if you're an educator, you're probably flinching right now, but it's a new, we're going to have to add it to our lexicon, Phablet. That's the word that they're using to describe the new larger screen iPhones that were announced last week. They're called Fablets. And Apple, of course, had that huge conference last week and announced the watch, but also, more importantly, the 4.7-inch iPhone 6 and the 5.5-inch iPhone 6 Plus. Orders have just been incredible. Apple says it sold more than 4 million of the new iPhone 6 models in the first 24 hours, which is a record. And if you're one of those people that's wanting one of those new phablets, you may have to wait because the demand far exceeded the supply. So some people are going to have to wait several weeks, maybe as late as October, maybe even November. We'll see what happens with the stock. Yesterday, it was a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow was up 43 points, a nice change. The S&P down 1 point, but the NASDAQ really took it on the chin, down 48 points. In fact, if you look at the NASDAQ, almost half of the stocks in the NASDAQ are down at least 20% from their 52-week high. That's kind of lost in all the talk about the S&P and the Dow setting new records all the time. A lot of merger and acquisition activity going on. It turns out that Anheuser-Busch InBev is trying to get financing for a $122 billion deal to buy their chief global beer rival, SAB Miller. Now, they're not in negotiations yet. Anheuser-Busch InBev is just trying to put together the financing. This would combine, if it happened, it would combine the world's number one and number two beer makers. AB InBev, Anheuser-Busch InBev has a 20% global market share. SAB Miller has a 9.6% market share. And just yesterday, we learned that that SAB Miller had made an offer to buy Heineken with Dutch Brewer, which has a 9.3% market share globally, and Heineken rejected that. We'll see what happens. Another huge acquisition merger being announced this morning. U.S.-based TRW Automotive Holdings, based in Michigan, has agreed to be acquired for $11.7 billion by their German rival. This will put these two giants together, and they'll have 138,000 employees. It'll make them the number two automotive parts supplier in the world behind Germany's based Robert Bosch. Of course, the move for this is all the automation that's going on in the cars and the high technology, and it appears that what's coming are driverless cars, and so they're trying to get some economies of scale and be able to address this huge demand for technology that's going into the new cars. And we've been talking about what's going on with Darden. That's the parent company, of course, of Olive Garden and Lone Star and the Steakhouse. They used to own, of course, Red Lobster. They got rid of that, but it turns out that their antagonist, which is a company called Starboard Value LP, that's an activist shareholder, their biggest shareholder, is saying that Darden should quit giving away free breadsticks, that it would save them $5 million a year. And they're saying that Darden should focus more on selling wine and less on giving away breadsticks as they try to save $50 to $75 million a year in costs. We'll see what happens there. And this appears to be good news on the surface. United Continental Airlines is recalling all 1,450 of their furloughed flight attendants. Well, not so quick. It turns out the reason they're bringing them all back is so they can decide whether to accept an offer. And that is, as United Continental is saying to their 23,000 attendants, we'll give you $100,000 if you just go away. They're trying to get rid of 2,000. They say they've got 2,000 more flight attendants than their capacity will afford after the merger of United and Continental Airlines. And lastly, here's another example of don't lie on your resume. You may have seen that last week that Walmart's chief spokesman, David Tovar, he was the vice president of communication, resigned last week. There wasn't an explanation. Well, now it's come out that what happened is that in a routine due diligence screening that Walmart continuously does on their higher-level executives, it uncovered the fact that he never actually received that Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Delaware that he said he received in 1996. They investigated. It was confirmed by the University of Delaware that he never got a diploma. And so, therefore, so long. See you later. So, got to be really careful about those small things that you do to enhance your resume, because somebody will find out.
John, I wondered about that when it came up that he was leaving all of a sudden.
He's been there since 2008, or 2006. He said it was an incredible opportunity. He said, being a Northeastern person, I never realized I would move to Arkansas and have this job, and I loved every minute of it. But he didn't bother to mention that he really never got that degree.
Man, oh man. John, all right. Thank you, sir, for the truth.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor gives us the truth here, and you know, bare bones of it. It may be not what we want to hear, but that's what it is. And he could help you maybe with some of your discussions. Remember, it's Stern, Agee, and Leach right here in Fort Smith at 820 South 21st Street. He and Mark Myers are right there to help you. Of course, their process involves getting to know their clients, understanding their goals, and discovering the level of comfort to make investing recommendations. If you'd like to do that with John, it's very easy to do. You could visit with him at 820 South 21st Street, or you could call him at 479-782-2527.